Here's how to tell if someone is cheap. If they say, I'm not cheap, I'm frugal, they're cheap.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I grew up without much money, so it shouldn't surprise you that I am a recovering cheapskate. Contrary to what you may have heard, I did not fill my pockets with ketchup packets at McDonald's or get my cutlery at Wendy's, but generosity wasn't my trademark. My dad was cheap. He found a way to save belly button lint and make sweaters from it. Not really. But when a guy pulled a gun and said, your money or your life, he had to think about it. Cheapness ran in my jeans, which Mom purchased on a discount rack at a thrift store. I even learned to date on the cheap. I met Ramona when we were 15. We'd ride bikes, go for walks. I sometimes sprayed cologne on myself from a sample bottle at the pharmacy. The first meal I bought her was at A&W. We shared. I kid you not. I wanted to make sure she didn't just love me for my money, all $12.44 of it. Here are my favorite cheap date stories from chintzy people. One guy said, I'm so cheap, I don't buy cards. We go to Walmart and I read her my favorite. Then we leave. He asked if I wanted to go see a movie, says Christine. When he picked me up, he said it would be cheaper to just stay in his car and watch Netflix on his iPad. After making dinner for his date, Anthony says he caught her emptying his silverware drawer into her purse. Wait, that's not cheap, that's theft. I would have said, hey, fork it over. Elise says, a guy took me to the $1 movie theater, paid for me, then said in total seriousness, you can pay me back later. Well, if you have miserly tendencies, here are a few dating ideas that are high on romance and low on cost. Visit a local park. Toss a frisbee. Go on a hike. Order dessert at a restaurant and ask for two forks. Snuggle up under the stars with hot chocolate. Bake something together. Stop by your local pet store or animal shelter and snuggle some puppies. Inexpensive dates are some of the best. They force us to use our creativity. But if cash is your number one concern while dating, prepare for trouble. There is a cost to any relationship. And if you don't want to pay it, don't expect the relationship to last. Perhaps the cheapest dater ever is a man named Paul Gonzalez. Known as the serial Dine and Dasher, Paul was arrested in connection with his awful dating etiquette. More than 20 women admitted to meeting Gonzalez on dating websites. He took them to classy restaurants, devoured a lavish meal, then stepped out to, quote, take a call, never to return. Gonzalez was banned from various dating websites, nabbed by the law, and sentenced to 120 days in county jail, 3 years of probation, and ordered to pay restitution. Now, I've never left my wife alone with a restaurant bill, but I have been chintzy when it comes to affection. I've cheaped out on quality time. You learn through the years that for the most part you receive from marriage what you invest in it. If you're cheap toward your spouse, your date, your friend, the ROI, the return on investment, will be through the floorboards. In everything I do, my life should reflect the greatest love of all, the love Jesus has shown for me. He's the one who gave up everything out of love. The more we come to understand the extravagant love of God, the more generous we become. Ephesians 5:25 tells husbands like me to love our wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. A greater, more extravagant love has never been found. Let's model that love. We may even have to dig into our wallets now and then. Don't do what Karen's date did. He took me to McDonald's, she says, and backed his car through the drive-through window so the cashier window would be on my side.
Laugh Again uses storytelling and laughter to engage people of all backgrounds with a message of hope and joy that is found in Jesus. Your financial support allows us to remain on the air and provides all of our resources free of charge. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.